Mishadalad, on each of the Shalosh Regalim, that being Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, one who comes up to the Beis HaMikdash is obligated to bring at least two karbonos. One is known as the Oilas Re'iyah, which is a carbon oila, totally burnt on the Mizbeach, and he brings that as a korban over appearing at the Beis HaMikdash, fulfilling the mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. That is the first korban. And the second korban are Shalmei Chagiga, which is a korban Shalomim, which is not totally burnt on the Mizbeach, it's also eaten. And this is brought in order to fulfill the commandment of rejoicing on Yom Tov. The way to fulfill that is by bringing a korban Shalomim. Now, in general, before an animal is slaughtered for the sake of a korban, there is a mitzvah of smicha. Smicha is when the person who is bringing the korban leans all of his body weight on the animal, after which he's going to slaughter the animal. Or somebody else, such as a kohen, will slaughter the animal. Now, it is forbidden to use animals on Shabbos and Yom Tov, midrabanan, and so in general, it would be forbidden to lean on an animal. You're supporting your entire weight on the animal, so you are using the animal. One of the questions discussed in our Mishnah is whether in this case, where there is a mitzvah to do so, whether the rabbinic prohibition still applies. So Rishamai say, Mevi'in Shalomim, one can bring a korban Shalomim, the Shalmei Chagiga, on Yom Tov. There's also other types of korban shlomim. Any korban shlomim which are connected to the Yom Tov itself and are bought because of the Yom Tov, so they can be bought even on Yom Tov itself. You don't have to wait until Chol HaMoed or until the day after Yom Tov, but you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. The reason being that the korban shlomim is eaten, so it is also for the sake of eating, and therefore can be done on Yom Tov. However, the Ein Simchin Alehen, it is forbidden to do smicha, to lean on the animal before slaughtering it. According to Beis Shammai, one does not need to do smicha directly before the actual slaughtering, which means that he could have done smicha before Yom Tov, and because of that, it does not override Yom Tov, and the rabbinic prohibition of doing smicha still applies. So he should bring the korban without doing smicha. The Rabbanon do have the power to do that, as long as one is not doing an action against the Torah, rather he is just not doing proactively what the Torah says he should do. Like in this case, the Torah says do smicha. The Rabbanon are saying, because of a prohibition, midrabbanon, don't do the act of smicha. They have the power to do that, and therefore he should bring the korban on Yom Tov without doing smicha, avaloi oilos, but it is forbidden to bring a korban oilos such as the oilas re'iyah, since that is not eaten, so it is not related to food preparation at all. U'ishil omim, but b'sidol say, mevi'in shlomim v'oilos, one is allowed to bring both korbanos shlomim and korbanos oilos, so even the oilas re'iyah can be bought on Yom Tov, even though the oilas re'iyah will not be eaten, so it's not considered to be food preparation. Beis Hillel nevertheless learn from a posuk, which calls Yom Tov Atzeres LaShem Elokecha. It says that Yom Tov is for Hashem your God. So we learn from there that even a korban oilas re'iyah, which is a korban as it were totally for Hashem, meaning one is not allowed to eat it at all, it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach, even that overrides Yom Tov. The Simchin Aleihen, in addition, Beis Hillel also say that one can do smicha even on Yom Tov, the reason being that Beis Hillel hold of a rule, Takef l'smicha shechita, that smicha has to be done immediately before the slaughtering, and therefore it cannot have been done before Yom Tov. And because of that, it also can be done on Yom Tov, just like the actual slaughtering and offering up of those korbanos.